candles. They seem to show up at Christmas time and when I celebrate my birthday. But have they always been there? I mean, what are they made out of? Well, I gave myself about 20 minutes to go find out. Here's what I found out. A candle, as you know, is a solid block of fuel, basically, if you think about it. It's typically wax, and it is lit to provide light and or fragrance. Candles come in a variety of compositions, including beeswax, paraffin wax, soy wax, and other natural waxes. The composition of the candle affects its burning characteristics, such as its burn time, fragrance, and flame height. Now, the way it works is the fuel in the candle melts, and it vaporizes when lit, creating a flame. That heat generated by the flame vaporizes more of the fuel, which is then drawn up through the wick. The wick acts by capillary action, drawing the fuel to the flame. The heat of the flame vaporizes the fuel, and the vaporized fuel reacts with the oxygen in the air and produces heat, light, and good old-fashioned carbon dioxide. Now, the use of candles dates back to ancient times when they were made of tallow, which is animal fat, and used for light. Now, the exact origin of tallow candles is not known, but they are believed to have been used as early as ancient Egypt and Romans. Now, the use of tallow candles likely predates written record, so the exact invention is not known. Archaeological digs have uncovered evidence of use of tallow candles, including tallow-based candle remains and candle-making equipment. For example, recent digs in the city of Pompeii, Italy, uncovered a candle factory that was used during the Roman Empire. Candles made from beeswax are also used in ancient times and were considered a luxury item due to their high cost. In the 19th century, the invention of the dipping process for making candles allowed the mass production of candles, making them more widely available. Today, candles are used for a variety of purposes, including lighting, aromatherapy, and of course, decoration. I left you a few links in the description where you can do your own research. I'm Dan Mason, and this is 20 Minute Research.